It is Mind Food Radio, and we're sneaking in before Anzac Day because Monday's a holiday when we normally do Mind Food Monday. But we welcome the Mind Food Maestro to the show, Michael McHugh. Hello, Michael.
It makes me sound like a musician.
Oh, well, to be honest with you, you do probably more a conductor than a musician.
Yes, I think that's exactly it. Although the picture of me this month is my editorial is with two giant white cows. It's the closest I've ever got to a living farm animal, I've got to tell you that.
Now, let's talk about that. It's the May edition. It's got Emily Blunt on the cover, but you did get rural. So where did you go?
We went rural. Well, we're very lucky because every month, Michelle, our food director, and I, we head off to a different farm and, of course, tell these wonderful rural stories of, you know, New Zealand farmers creating, you know, great product, really, for Silver Fern Farm. So, but this time is a little bit different. We went to the Wanaka AMP show, and apparently there were over 40,000 people there, which was just absolutely extraordinary. We were there for the first 2 days, and we did cooking demonstrations and all sorts, but we just absolutely loved it. The thing I think I loved the most was just going around looking at all the different animals. You know, there were Jack Russell races, and it's just, there's this wonderful sort of community pride, and you just really feel quite connected, you know, when as you walk around. It's a great experience. If you haven't done it, you've got to do it.
Well, they're very important, obviously, in the fabric of rural culture in New Zealand, and it's a who's who when you go to those places. Now, that was a theme in the May edition, was about being connected to the community. And, you know, I think because people's lives are getting busier and busier, that's just so much more important, isn't it?
Oh, look, it sure is. And I think for us, you know, we've just got a brand new psychologist, Dr. Emily O'Leary, who now writes for us exclusively. And, you know, it's amazing just in talking with her each month as we work out which sort of column we're going to do and things like that. It is about that sense of community. And, of course, for her it was always, the first one was about, you know, that community of work and what does that mean and identity and things like that. It's interesting, that theme is even coming through the June issue that I sent off to the printers this week, you know, before Anzac weekend. And again, that really strong sense of community, you know, it's around trust, it's about having your own identity. And, you know, how easy is it to kind of get sucked down by some naysayer or someone who's super negative, whether it's in a workplace or your own family or friend base? But there's so much power out there that we all have individually that I think sometimes we forget about that. You know, it's easy to kind of, you know, knock someone or go to the negative sort of side of something. And I think with Mind Food, we're always trying to represent different stories and make people think, you know, out there in the community and present different ideas and different thinking. And from there, I think people can really champion their own thought, you know, and thinking processes.
I love Dr. Emily O'Leary. I'm really enjoying chatting with her. I actually had to stop before she charged me.
Look, I always feel the same. I always think, oh, should I be lying down on a comfy sofa, you know? Can I have a glass of water? You know, it's very... but she, you know, the wonderful thing about Dr. Emily is she talks sense, you know, and I don't know if it's because she, you know, grew up in the South Island, you know, and she's a local. Of course, she's now gone on and opened those extraordinary clinics in Australia and Queensland.
Really confronting names, because it just says what it is, the anxiety clinic and the OCD clinic. It's like, wow, I belong there. I felt a kindred, I felt a kindred connection there.
Hey, now I think we all do, don't we? Oh. There's all sort of little bits of us, I think, that could easily roll in there.
So true. Now, you've also done a feature on Rosalind Monks. Now, she creates all of those amazing colouring in pages that you have.
Well, do you know what? About 2 years ago, I read a report that in France, the number one selling book was no longer a food book or a cookbook. It was actually a colouring-in book, which I just couldn't believe. So it took me a little while, but some months later, we started our own colouring-in pages within the back of Mind Food alongside the puzzle section. And it just really took off. So, of course, the next best thing was to find a great illustrator, and we did in Rosalind. And it's a really nice interview. She actually is based between New Zealand and Scandinavia. Very talented artist, and I just love the little book that she's compiled for us. And in fact, there's the brand new one she's done that you can buy on mindfood.com, which is really lovely, great big book, you know, perfect for a weekend and a rainy day if you love colouring in.
Well, my mother's nuts about it. She's got pencils. She sits down and don't get involved with her when she's colouring in because she won't talk to you.
But it is actually really quite a therapeutic thing to do, just to kind of get creative and sit down there with a box of pens or whatever and just colour away. I'm now thinking, of course, to doing Dot to Dot. You know, I always used to love that as a kid as well. Don't you love a Dot to Dot?
Yes, I do love a Dot to Dot. It's very satisfying when you get to the end of it.
Perhaps we do a dot-to-dot of the cover image.
Oh!
They know what it's going to look like, I guess, at the end of it.
Like what you've done there. Right, it is the May edition of Mind Food Magazine. I hope you and the rest of the team have a fabulous weekend. Do you get a long weekend, Michael?
Do you know, we are so head down, bum up, trying to get this deadline out, because next edition, all these lucky readers get a brand new free edition of Mind Food Decor.
Ooh.
This beautiful, big, fat magazine, which we've been working on over the last few months. So they sort of get two magazines for the price of one. So we're very excited about that. But and I have to be honest, it has meant lots of work. So it'll be good to see it go out the door to the printer this afternoon.
Well, hopefully you get a chance just to kick back and have a nice glass of wine. Thank you for your time, Michael, and we'll catch up with you next month.
Good stuff, Nikki. Talk soon.